Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Made it to the end.
Oh my god.
So it's we crazy. Are here. Yeah.
Wow.
So I forget which episode we did that in, where we like talked about the book and then theorized. I don't remember honestly, but we're doing that again this episode. We're going to recap how this book ends and all the fuckery, and then
it was Iron Flame.
Probably was Iron
Flame. Part 2.
Yeah. And then we will theory speak. So, I was going to say, like...
Theorize?
I was going to say spit theories.
Oh.
like spit bars.
Yeah.
But I hated it, so I stopped. Anyway.
Gotcha.
So, this episode is going to cover chapter 41 through all the weird little ending random chapters of all the people. So,
lots
41
people.
Through 66, which is pages 340... through 527. So, let's get going. Let's get got. Alright.
Let's get got.
I need chapstick so bad. Okay.
Where's the chapstick? You don't remember that YouTube video?
I don't know. Probably not. I probably have I knew what you were talking about this time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. So we ended off last episode and... they find the Irids, finally. Or I guess rather...
they
Irids
found them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, human.
Yeah. So that's how we ended. And so... let's start there.
God. This ending of the book was a freaking shit show. It's crazy.
That was a shit show, yes. But let's talk about the Irids, because I guess they're kind of relevant for where we're going.
Okay, yeah. So the Irids come, and basically we find out that the dragons in Nevaeh are, like, not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, they're, like, they're, like, peaceful, like...
yeah, they, like, failed. It's, like, an social experiment, and they all failed. And it was set up by the Irids to see if they could, like...
weird vibes.
Really, like, be, like, just, like, chill, all-knowing dragons. But they chose violence.
Correct.
And death. And destruction. And so the Irids are, like, you're shameful, and we don't want anything to do with you. And Violet's like, well, we need help.
Yeah, and they...
and they're like, nah.
No, they literally are like, no thank you.
We can't help you.
Darna's being pissed, and they're basically like, yeah, like, you were also our little part of our social test.
Yeah.
And you...
you also failed.
Failed, yeah.
Well, they're, like, appalled because she bonded with somebody. First of all, they don't bond, either, to humans.
Right.
So the fact that they're doing that still, and the fact that Andarna did that as a baby, they're, like...
not happy.
You know, it's just, like, the worst insult you could give them.
Yeah. And...
which I thought was very interesting. It was, like, a little... because, like, we have, like, bits and pieces of, like, what the Nevaehrian dragons, you know, obviously, like, what they're like, because that's a first-hand account, like, through Violet and all of them, because they're at the school. But, like, it was cool to see, like, you know, they're almost, like, these Irids are, like, posh.
Yes, they are posh. Well, and, like, another part that, like, struck me, too, was they're, like, mad that she got rid of her feather tail. Like, she
oh,
chose,
yes!
She chose yes. a tail, and she was like, that's my right as, like, you know... growing up.
Yeah.
And they literally were like,
why would you ever do that?
They're like, we have these beautiful feather tails or whatever.
It was just crazy.
And she, like, chose a weapon.
Yeah.
So they basically, like, refused to help her. Now, I will say the one at this point even seems a little on the fence. Like, he's, like, willing
oh, yeah,
to hear
yeah,
her
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Whereas everyone else is kind of like, let's get out of here.
Yeah. So he'll kind of come back around. Now, another big thing that happens in this meeting with the Irids is they reveal Zayden's true, I don't know, identity, form. Yeah, like, whatever. So now Riddick knows.
Yeah.
And Riddick does not like this.
Riddick is pissed. Like, he's really pissed with Violet. Like, extremely.
I just think because and they already had this whole debacle of Violet's not telling us things. And now, like, here Violet is again, not telling us things.
Yeah, and this is, like, a serious thing.
Yeah.
And, like, Violet kind of plays it off as, like, it wasn't my secret to tell. Which, like, okay, but, like, also, I feel like in this scenario, it doesn't really matter. Because you're all intertwined, you're all friends, like.
Yeah.
And he's now a threat to not just you, but everybody on the continent.
Yeah, so oh my goodness.
I do that every time.
Every time. Who knows? Whatever. Hallie always fucked with our mic. What? Oh, okay. All they're gonna hear is clapping in their ears. Anyways, so I actually really like that Riddick is the one, like, of the inner circle in this case, whatever, who finds out, because we really have to, like, don't see a lot of, like, him and Violet interacting. Normally it's, like, her and Rhi, or, like, whatever. So I'm glad that Riddick was the one. Because he has, like, a big, like, chat with her.
Well, I think it shows a different side to him, because he's always, like, the goofball, right? Like, he's always making, like, the stupid, insensitive jokes. Right. Because he's, like, the comic relief, I feel. So now he's, like, going off on Violet. Like, he's mad serious. He's, like, pissed off. And you see, like, a whole different side to him.
Yeah.
Which I did like.
I did like that. And I honestly think, like, it shows, like, he could be, like, a goofy guy, but, like, he still, like, actually cares and, like, wants to protect his friend. And, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. The whole nine yards.
Because you have, like, him, you know, flirting with a third year. And she was, like, you know, like, insults him. He's, like, well, at least I fuck, like, a third year or whatever.
Right.
And now he's, like, finally, you should be ashamed of yourself. Like, don't, like, mad serious. Like, how could you hide this information from us? Right. This is a threat. Like, this whole time, you know, and Violet's defending Zayden, obviously, but it's crazy. Would you call it a lecture?
It was a lecture.
You were like, ooh, Riddick's lecture? And I was like, yeah.
Riddick's lecture. And pretty much the main part, or the reasoning for this lecture, whatever, Zayden ends up walking in to this lecture, and all Riddick wants is for them to be able to tell Rhi, Sawyer, and Jacinia. And he's like, those are my conditions.
Oh, yeah, these are my terms.
They need to know. They're your best friends, whatever. And Zayden's honestly like, yeah, like, the more people are pregnant by it, like, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So that ends up being fine. So, I mean, unfortunately, now they just have to head home.
Yeah.
Like, they found the Arryx, yay! But, like, they just broke all these rules, and now they're going home, like, empty-handed,
They didn't even meet with, like, the ruler of, like, that island.
No.
They just left. They were like, yeah, fuck it.
I think it was, like, one of, like, because now at this point they were hopping, like, little islands. So I don't know if there was even, like, a ruler of it or if it was just, like, an abandoned island. I don't even know. They kind of found them so randomly. Like,
they washed up on shore and then it was, like, they walked into the forest and they were there.
Right. Which, I mean, I'm glad that, like, we got to see all the other, like, big islands before, like, finding them on the little island.
Are you sure it's a little island, or is it the last island?
No, I think they met the people on the last island, then after What's-His-Fucking-Face gets shot in the heart, they're like, we're leaving, because this is bad.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's on one of those little islands, like, outlying that territory,
mm-hmm.
which is probably why those people are so into dragons, because they probably, like, have more of the lore, because,
they're around.
But it makes sense to me that they're on, like, this kind of deserted, abandoned island, just because why would they be on a populated island?
Yeah. I think also, too, with this whole thing with, like, Indarna, you know, she was so excited to meet her people. Not her people. Well, her dragons.
Yeah. Her peeps.
Her peeps. And she was, like, you know, like, saying, like, she was actually, like, bragging, like, about her life. And they're like, you should be ashamed of your life.
Yes.
And, like, I remember I was just so heartbroken for her.
Oh, my God. She's devastated. So, like,
and she was pissed.
Flying home, like, she's just not in a good mood. She doesn't want to talk to Violet.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to talk to anyone. And so I feel like this is kind of now again where the book shifts for like the second time, right? We had like this big, like, almost pirate adventure, like we said.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, you found him, great, but now, like, nothing came of this. Now we have to go home.
Yeah.
And so now, like, they're all flying home defeated. Traeger's dead. Like, well, it didn't go well.
Well, because it was almost like life or death for them. Because they went against, like, their direct orders to do whatever they wanted to do.
Correct.
And they were banking on getting, like, support from the dragons and not in the islands as well, and they have neither.
Correct. So it's like, big now yikes. What? And also the war is, like, brewing back home. Yeah. So it's like...
Aricia still doesn't have wards. Yeah.
So they don't really know what, like, they're flying home into.
Yeah.
So they end up getting home, and there's actually, like, no repercussions. I forget, honestly, why, like, what the whole deal was. I don't really care, but all is well. There's, like, a war going on. There's, like, more important shit, you know? Yeah.
There's other stuff to do.
So...
Oh, I think because, like, they already have, like, such low numbers that it's, like...
We can't, like,
expel... Kick them out, you know?
Yeah, expel people.
Yeah.
So, pretty much right when they get home, they tell Rhee, Sawyer, and Jacinia about Zayden.
Yeah.
They're, like, a little pissed, but, like, they're fine. As per usual, they're like, yeah, you should have told us, we support you.
Yeah.
Fine. Now, the next big thing that occurs... is we find out Violet's second signet.
Yeah.
That, okay. I guess we'll talk about...
I was kind of like, about it.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Just...
Okay.
I don't know. It was just a vibe I got. I was like, okay, of course.
Really? Okay, so her second signet is that she's a dream walker.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a form of intrinsic, so it's, like, you know, still, like, not great.
But Zayden makes it sound like it's, like, the worst kind of intrinsic, because you're trekking through people's minds when they're the most vulnerable.
Right, because you can't guard.
No.
Against this.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, you're doing it accidentally right now, but if you, on purpose, start, like...
Yeah, honed your skills, you're the biggest weapon.
So that's interesting.
Oh, and Violet's also the biggest weapon that they have.
Like, lightning-wise?
Yeah, like, she's, like, the best of her year. She's, like, it's mentioned in the books. They're, like, she's the biggest weapon, so I think that's why there's also no repercussions for her.
Right, like, they're like, well, we would fuck ourselves. So.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. So, I don't know. I kind of agree with you. Like,
what did you... Were you happy? I don't know. Like...
I think I assumed there should be some form of intrinsic, just because...
Yeah, and we had that discussion.
Yeah. Now, we also were saying this as well... How Yarrow said, like, it's obvious, like, what...
Yeah, in book two.
I feel like, yes, because, like, we literally made comments, like, oh, is Violet, like, her and Zayden are having the same dreams.
Yeah.
Like, is that his dream? Is it her dream? So, like, we even kind of said it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. So, I don't know either.
I don't know. And, like, obviously because, like, book two is, like, all, like, there are so many dreams, obviously.
Right.
So, like, that makes sense as to why, like, her second signet was all over book two, but, like, I don't know.
I think it's cool.
Like, that's that's cool, but, like, also, see, now I feel like we're treading into that of course territory, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, of course they came back to school and there was no repercussions. Of course she's some type of intrinsic, like, Zayden, and, like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? I don't know. Maybe I'm just being, like, a pessimist, but...
No, I can see what you're saying. Which, I have another of course moment in a little bit, I'm sure that we'll agree on.
Okay.
So Violet's intrinsic. She's a dreamwalker again, it's cool. I don't really feel as Zayden feels, where it's, like, the craziest, most dangerous intrinsic. Like, I just don't feel that way.
I mean, like, I guess, but, like...
I also will bring up...
Is she gonna be, like, creeping around at night? Like,
right. And I feel like I'll also, we'll talk about this when we get to, like, the theory part of the episode, because people have theories about, like,
everything.
How the next book will look, whatever, yeah. So,
everything.
Okay, fine. So now, after this happens, pretty much right into it, Aricia is under attack. We run into our girl, Theophany, again, whatever. I mean, at this point, like, they're noticing the numbers of Venin, and they're like, we're just fucked, you know?
Yeah, they're, like, nobody really has any hope.
No.
You know? And it's, like, I feel like everyone is still very doom and gloom because of their quote-unquote failures.
Which, I could see that. And I think, like, you know, Violet has a level of doom and gloom as well because they didn't find a cure for Zayden. Brennan also knows, and he's trying to mend Zayden, which is, like, not going well. Like, he's like, I can't, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, like, there's a level of doom and gloom in the book, but then also, like, a personal, like, doom and gloom.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't really get any better.
No. So, the battle's going on. Again, I feel like the battle scenes, we don't, like, go into detail as far as what we elaborate, just because it's good writing. They're written well, but, like, how much can we talk about it?
Yeah.
And so, one of the big parts of the battle is that, I forget this dragon's name, the one that, like, was kind of the more forgiving of Andarna.
Yeah.
I
want to say, like, his name was, like, Simon or something.
His name was for sure not Simon.
I know. But I, like, want to say it is.
I hate that. But, basically...
Igor?
I'm gonna look. Point being is that he comes there, and he's like, oh, you need me for the Wardstone, right? Okay, fine. Which, that was good.
So he just blows that place up mid-battle. Fine.
And, like, they don't know what's going on because Theophany is, like, facing off against Violet, and then she, like, gets so scared and, like, flees. And they realize after, because, like, the Arids came and they're gonna, like, put the wards up.
Yeah.
I don't see what his name is.
Which was, like, fine, great, whatever. So now Arishia has wards, but then, Siggy?
No, bitch.
Iggy? Iggy Pop?
Leothan. You were nowhere close, but...
What?
Swear to God.
Let me see.
Leothan. Leothan. Glances every... Leothan's voice softens.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. Leothan.
His name is Leothan.
So...
Whatever.
Leothan.
Yes.
Comes and fires a Wardstone. Okay, great. And then he's like, Andarna, like, are you going to come with me and I will teach you how to be an Irid, or are you going to stay here?
Which, that's, like, a fucked up thing for her, because obviously she doesn't want to leave Violet, but at the same time...
She also has a bond with Violet. So, like, she would feel, like, physically, like, sick and fucked up because they'll be so far away.
Well, I think... No, I think she cuts the bond.
No, she does. I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, but I'm saying, well, yeah, but...
Like, there's no way to maintain
also,
that.
How does she say no? You know, like...
Of course, because she's been waiting all these years.
Yeah. So, damn. So...
So she goes.
Yeah.
If that wasn't obvious. She leaves.
I was surprised. Again, we mentioned how we were surprised by, like, the storyline...
Yeah,
in
I was
general,
not expecting
with Andarna's kind, but, yeah. Like, also the fact that she leaves, I was shocked by.
Yeah.
And yep. So, but since Violet has Tarn, like, she's able to, like, live.
Yeah,
so
because
like,
that's...
Cut bond.
Because it's a stronger bond, because he bonded her first.
Correct. But she's also, like, almost, like, dealing with all the repercussions of a bond being broken, but, like, surviving.
Yeah, I mean, like, she says in the book, like, it literally feels like a part of her soul has been ripped out of her.
Yeah, she's, like, dying.
Like, that's crazy. And that goes for, like, what, 2-3 weeks, right? She's, like, kind of, like, moping around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was crazy, too, how the bond, how it breaks, Leothan just, like, blinks, and it's just, like, snapped, done.
Well, the Irids, I think, are, like, really powerful. I think
no, yeah, they are.
Them, like, as Andarna learns.
But I'm just
well.
Saying, like, you know, knowing this going forward, like, do you think, like, I wonder if there's gonna be, like, more bond breaking in the future.
I don't know, because they would
break
die.
In bond.
You know what I'm saying? Like...
Break in bond.
I think
the Empyrean, book 4.
I think that was why she had 2 dragons, was to, like, be able to open up this plot line.
Mm.
Whereas, like, other people wouldn't be able to, like, have a bond broken because they would die. It's like when the dragon dies, essentially that's what breaking a bond is.
Oh, yeah.
And then they die. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, because Violet's like, oh, I see why people die. Like, it's almost like they, like, give up their will to live. Because she's like, I almost, like, want to if it wasn't for Tarn, you know? So...
Well, and I think it's so interesting because, like, even she starts to say, like, how she notices, like, Tarn's thoughts more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's much more prevalent and she doesn't know if it's because he's, like, trying to make up for, like, Andarna being gone. Or if because Andarna's bond with her was kind of suppressing her bond with Tarn.
Right.
Which is I thought that whole thing was, like, very interesting. Like, that whole conversation about, you know.
I like how she's, like, writing more, I don't know, like, circumstance with the dragons. Like, how Sagal's been reacting to Zayn being Venon. How a person would respond if their bond was broken but still lives.
Yeah.
Like, I'm enjoying all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I get why Andarna did it. It sucks. Yeah. It's sad. So, like, Violet's just, like, in this deep depression. And then she starts, like, coming out of it. Yeah. It's almost, like, pretty quick moving.
Well, yeah, because something happens.
Ugh, I forgot what happens. Oh, I know what happens. Do you know what happened? Well, you say it, since you knew. Why did you, like, dicked me along. Like, what the fuck?
No, I don't know what happens. Aren't they under attack again?
Yeah. Theophany steals Mira.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, like, you, like, knew that whole time.
No, like, they were, like, I knew they were, like, under attack.
When something happened, yeah. No, I was the same. Like, okay, I thought we both, like, knew something happened but forgot what. I thought that you literally, like, knew they took Mira and you were, like, I don't know, tell me. I was like,
oh no.
What an asshole.
I was like, no, tell me.
Oh. All right. Anyway, they steal Mira. So, Violet is like super.
Which is crazy because Mira's a badass.
Yeah. And also, I think. So, Violet's blaming herself because right before Mira leaves to go on post, whatever, they have like an exchange of like secrets and everyone gets angry. So Brennan is like, yeah, like Zayden's
Yeah.
And Mira's like, what? You like, you know too.
They have like a red table.
No, like literally. And so like she's really upset. But then in this little secret exchange, Mira tells Violet, like from her grandmother we mentioned last episode,
mm-hmm.
that she found out that her parents did in fact dedicate her to Dune, which is why she has the silver hair.
Like they went to the island
to like try to like heal her weakened bones and shit.
Yeah.
So, like, they're both pissed at each other. So, Mira kind of, like, goes off in a huff.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Theophany steals her. Yeah. So, Violet's like, it's my fault. And, you know, the whole dramatic heroine-type situation.
Yeah. So, do you think Mira's gonna get turned venom? Do you think she's gonna kill Mira?
I don't know. Like, you mean Yaros? Like, will Yaros kill Mira off?
No, I was talking about Theophany.
Oh, at this point, is that what I think?
Yeah. I feel like Theophany would turn her into venom.
I would agree.
Like, she'd force her to turn.
So I guess this is where my next, point where we say, like, of course,
oh, okay.
comes in.
Uh-huh.
So they all go to rescue Mira at Drathus, right? Is that how you say it? What do we think?
Drathus.
Sure.
Okay.
And they've been having dreams about Drathus, so we're, like, kind of aware this is going to be, like, there's, like, foreshadowing. This will be where the ending battle is kind of situation. So they go to Drathus. Okay, Theophany has Mira. I'm choking. I'm so excited. So they're having this, like, little face-off. They have, like, a big plan. They're like, all right, we have to, like, save civilians and Mira and...
Yeah.
Whatever.
They're trying to do it all.
And I think, you know, they had a sense of security that the wards are up in Areshia now, but now it's, like, of course, like, they would have been fine hiding behind the wards without Mira being stolen.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would have tried to help the civilians, but I feel like it would have been, like, almost, like, a half-assed effort.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Mira's taken, it's, like...
Well, I think, like, she would be in a... Like, she's kind of, like, the priority.
Right. I would agree, but I just think, like, you know, they have, like, they send, like, all the troops out.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I just don't get the vibe if Mira wasn't taken, they would have done. Like, they want to save the civilians, and that's, like, their whole thing, you know? They're all...
It's actually noble. For show.
But it's I'm all also, for show. Yeah, kind of. Like, I get that vibe, almost.
That's really
funny. I'm like, would you have cared that much if one of your own wasn't taken? I don't know. So, yeah.
True.
I don't know, right? Right?
Yeah. Okay. You have a point there.
Okay. So they go, they try to save Mira. Now, they're, you know, have this whole plan, they're trying to save Mira. Theophany slits her throat. So...
Oh, yes!
Okay.
Oh my god! Wait, I, like, totally forgot about that.
Here's my thing.
But she didn't die.
Thank you. Again, this is where my, of course, moment comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like when she slit her throat, I had that moment of, like, just keep her dead. Just keep her dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, she didn't.
No. Because Brennan came, right, and mended her?
Mm-hmm. And it was, like, it was a close call, I admit, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the scene was good, but there was a big part of me that was almost, like, be dead.
Yeah, like...
Because I remember reading it, and I was like, oh my god, like, this is crazy.
Right, but I almost... I had that reaction, but yeah. I also was like, I know it's not going to stay this way.
Well, so then when she got mended, I was like, of course.
Right. And I think, like, just expecting these authors, like, even when her throat got slit, and I was like, oh, no way. Already, I was like, but is she going to stay dead?
I know. Which, like, is sad, because she's done a really good job of just, like, killing people off.
Yes. And I will say, I think the way authors write it sometimes, like, you know, when they're gonna kill someone off. Like, her mom's scene, you were like, alright, like, she's gonna stay dead.
Because there's so much buildup.
Right. This was, like, the chapter ended, it said she draws the blade across Mira's neck and slits her throat, and the chapter ends. And I'm like, alright, it was kind of almost like the Reese was dead. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're like, no, he's not. Yeah. You know? Like, I don't know, girl. So...
I think, maybe... what was the thought that was just in my brain?
The squirrels are running rampant.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone now. Never mind. Maybe it'll come back. It was something about, like, Mira and people dying.
Okay, well, you'll think of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Brennan grabs Mira. He's like, let's go, Mira. Whatever. They fly her up. Whatever. Mend her. Fix her throat. And there is an interesting thing about, Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was interested in. And... basically, she says, Brennan walks away. Weird. There's no mark on the back of his neck like he carries on his palm. There hadn't been one on Dane's wrist either. So I guess when Brennan heals someone, he normally, like, will...
leave his signature?
Kind of. Yeah. And so I thought that was... but, like, I don't know. To me, whenever an author writes something, like, an internal thought, and then, like, points it out as weird... I'm like, ding, ding, ding. I don't know what that means.
I wonder if that has anything to do with, like, his theory.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I was thinking as well. Like, when he, like, saved Naolin. Thank you, that's what it is. So, just food for thought. Okay. So, they take Mira away. Now, they're, like, facing off against Theophany.
Yeah, and then, what's it called? Indarna comes back.
Yes.
To help them.
Which, I was shocked. I thought she'd be gone for the rest of the book.
That's what I thought as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, why is she here? She left, now she's back? Come on.
Yeah, like, I feel like she didn't serve much of a purpose.
That's fine. That's true. Like, she just brought them with her.
Yeah, like, it's just like she helped...
No, of the dragons.
Yeah, like, she helped Violet. But, like, I think it could have been fine without that, you know?
Yeah.
We also learned that Theophany, her signet is, like, Storm's, like, Violet's mother.
Yeah, which...
that's crazy. Now, also, I think it's interesting how, like, this book goes into, like, the balance of good and evil, and it's, like, whatever signets they have as humans, Avenin also has that signet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's also mentioned that, like, things need to be in balance.
Right, like, in check, yes.
Right, so, like, if there's somebody who, you know, can do something with ice, there has to be somebody who can do something with fire.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Hmm. But, like, both humans, right?
Yeah.
Right, but so I would imagine if there's an ice human, there's also an ice venin.
Yeah.
You know, probably. There's good ice, bad ice, but there's also ice and fire. You know, like...
yeah, because I was thinking, like, along this lines, like, if Violet's mom was, like, a storm wielder and she's dead, mm-hmm. you know, what does that... what does that then say of, like, her opposite to keep her in check? You know what I mean? But, like, also interesting that, like, Theophany, who is the one that wants Violet so badly...
has the mother's power.
Yeah.
But I do, like, Violet's, like, lightning is, like, a storm, so, like, she probably really could, like, train her.
Probably, but I don't know. I think Theophany is a very interesting character, and I think that for whatever reason, I feel that, like, somebody in Violet's family is a Venin.
Okay. Alright. Yeah, we'll chat about this. So, again, epic battle scene. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's people battling everywhere. Now, the end of the book I enjoyed because we get different point of views.
Yeah, that was good.
So, we get Imogen, Zayden, and Rhi.
Mm-hmm.
I felt Rhee's chapter was, like, just fine.
Yeah, it wasn't anything.
Anticlimactic, in my opinion. Whatever. Imogen's really got me, actually. So in Imogen's chapter, her best friend Quinn dies. Yeah. I had, like, a tear. Like, I really did.
I didn't have a tear, but, like, I was upset.
Yeah, like, I was like, damn. I also texted Hallie as I was reading this, and I was like, wait. Like, were Quinn and Imogen together? And they're not, because Imogen likes Garrick, which we, like, know. But I was kind of like, I don't know. I think it was, like, a strong friendship, but I just was like, wait a minute.
Because they were always together, and I feel like there was, like, I don't know, maybe for whatever reason, I thought there was, like, insinuations of them, like, hooking up in the book.
Same. And I literally Googled it. I was like, are Imogen and
Oh, you did?
Quinn together? And it was like, no.
Yeah.
So, whatever. That's just a digression, but it was very sad.
Yeah.
And then I kind of, like, flashback to when they met at, like, the parapet, and I was like,
Yeah, that was...
So that was kind of, whatever. I enjoyed that. Like, I think it was a good tool to put it in Imogen's point of view, because it was almost like, if Quinn died from Violet's point of view...
She wouldn't have much to say.
Right, it's like, less, whereas from Quinn's death, from Imogen's point of view, it's, like, a main character in Imogen's life. So, like, the emotion behind it was, like, wow.
And I wonder, too, like, why make such a big deal about Quinn?
That's interesting.
Because, like, yeah, there's mentions of her throughout the other books, but, like, as much as, like, Riddick or...
I think Imogen's gonna be a big player. Maybe that's why. Like, this will be, like, maybe her arc or her villain arc or, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so that's the thing. That's a lot of theories about Imogen.
Right. Okay. So that's Imogen's chapter. Now, Zayden's chapter. He's also captured in a similar way that Violet is. They have, like, Tarn and Sable tied up, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna be saved, and so Zayden fully just unleashes himself. And Violet feels it, and she, like, knows that he channeled, like, smoke goes over the whole everything, and she's like, god damn it. Like, she's like...
Yeah, and then she gets, like, knocked out.
Yes. So,
you're... And then all this crazy shit happens.
In, like, one chapter.
Yeah.
The
last chapter.
So, too. How did you feel about Zayden channeling? I mean, I think we expected it. There was going to be a point of no return at some point.
Well, yeah, and I think we were waiting for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that he was going to be able to keep, like, that in, like, checks and balances, you know what I mean? Especially, like, knowing that they were going to lose this battle.
Right.
And, you know, God forbid Violet dies, Zayden was going to come in. But I just think it's crazy how the Venom was like, you'll turn for love.
Yeah.
And that's really why... He mm-hmm. did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was,
I do think what's interesting...
That was the point of no return.
I do think it's interesting, though, when he's, like, channeling, you know, whatever, channeling fully and, like, unleashing himself, whatever.
Can you stop saying unleashing himself? It's kind of making me
uncomfortable. Like, you think it's, like, that gives me very, like, Cassian...
Yeah.
I think that's why. It's just, that actually probably makes more sense in this context.
Yeah.
But we're traumatized.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, Zayden...
Did you ever see Shadow and Bone?
No.
On Netflix? You never seen it?
No.
You never read it either, right?
Mm-mm.
So, basically, like, I imagined, like, from that story, like, what happens when he, like, channels and all the shadows go everywhere, because, like, the villain in Shadow and Bone, mm-hmm. I think his name's Alexander. He's really another shadow daddy. But there's, like, a part, like, in the show and, like, in the books where, like, you know, like, it shows, like, the whole, like...
Yeah, like that.
This scene. Black cloud kind of thing. Just, like, come in and just wipe everything out.
Which is, like, what he did.
Yeah.
But I find it interesting how in that scene, like, there's multiple quotes of, like... You know, we know that Venom, like, have no emotions or whatever. They don't, you know, whatever. And so, he's, like, she says she loves him. Like, she throws that into, like, their mental bond kind of thing.
Yeah, and that was, like, the last thing she says to him.
Yeah, and he says, I love her. That emotion is all that I cling to. The fire of pure power burning at my feelings' edges. And I know that if I take it any further, it'll be the next and final piece to float away. So, like, the final thing he's holding on to is his love for her.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, kind of another of course moment, right? Of course it is. But I would argue that makes sense for him and checks out, because he doesn't care about anything besides for her.
Yeah.
So that, I think, will definitely be his, like, redeeming thing.
Well, so then that leads to...
Theories. So let's just finish up with Violet's point of view, and then we can go into theories. So yeah. Violet wakes up. It's been, like, what, 36 hours? Something weird like that.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone.
Yeah, she wakes up alone. And then Imogen comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So
she doesn't know where she's been.
No. She's very confused. Like, she's disoriented, whatever. She looks over on the side of the desk, right? And there's a box, right? And a card.
I believe so. So, well, she wakes up and she hears that there's eggs missing from the hatching grounds. That was, like, one of the first things she learned. And mm-hmm. she's like, why? Which I'm also like, why? Because I don't really get that part either yet. You know, like, mm-hmm. interesting. She still is confused. She learns that there's riders missing, and she finds out that Garrick is one of them. So mm-hmm. she's like, oh, this is not... Who's the other ones, you know? Then she looks, and there's a wedding ring on her hand.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, what happened? And then she says, it's not just a ring on any finger, it's the finger. And yeah. I was like, bitch, I don't think we needed you to point that out, but that's fine.
I love it.
So there's, like, a missive for her, like you said. And it says, don't look for me, it's yours now.
Yeah.
So she's like, what is going on? Okay.
And then Imogen comes in, and Violet's like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And Imogen's like, what you wanted me to do.
Yeah, what you asked me to.
Yeah.
Which is fucked. Fucked. So, Violet clearly...
Because Imogen is a mind eraser.
Yes. So, Violet is clearly married to Zayden. But it's yours now, I would assume, is Arishia. Like, what else would that mean? You know? I mean, mm-hmm. who knows? But that's, I think, pretty much what everyone is like. That's what it means.
Yeah.
So, clearly, he's past the point of no return. Fine. He left her the city. But, like, where do they go? You don't know. Who's missing? Now. We also, I forget whose chapter to find this out in. I think it's Zayden's. He's like, why would they turn Ven in? They've seen me struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So...
My brother, he says.
Mm-hmm.
He calls him his brother.
So, I think... Who do you think... I mean, I think we kind of agree.
I think it's Garrick.
Okay, who are your top two suspicions?
Garrick, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Garrick's, like, my number one slot.
And then second.
And I guess Bodhi.
That's what I'm thinking. I think I'm more team Bodhi than Garrick, actually.
Really?
So I guess we had talked about this, right? And saying who...
No, all right. Wait, but him and Bodhi had that really weird altercation.
Who?
Zayden and Bodhi.
Like...
In the book. Remember they had, like, that weird, like, because Zayden's trying to, like, prep Bodhi,
mm-hmm.
like, to take over once he leaves.
Yes.
And Bodhi, like, makes a comment or something, and he was like, you can keep it, or something. I don't know, something
well,
like
yeah,
that.
Because Zayden's basically like, you can't keep fighting, because if you die and I die, like, there's no one to run Arishia.
Yeah.
And Bodhi's like, I will die, like, fighting by your side kind of thing. Like, I don't want to just be, like, the next in line who you're keeping safe. Like, I want to, like, fight with
you. Do you think it's Bodhi, then?
Could be Bodhi.
He followed him into the
also,
fire.
That would make more sense as far as why Zayden would leave Violet Arishia. If they're both then in. So, I don't know, though. So, okay. So, obviously, but, now we're going to theories.
Yeah. But it also says, like, it's yours now. You know, I feel like sometimes that can maybe, like, draw into, like, the ring theory. Of, like, because people are saying what's in the ring.
Okay. So, let's talk about that now.
Okay.
So,
essentially, people believe that, like, Zayden put, like, the last of his soul into the ring.
Almost like a Horcrux.
Yeah. So then that way, like, because the thing with Ven is they have no souls.
Yes.
Right? So, if Zayden somehow put part of his soul in the ring, like, if Violet goes to try to save him, at least there's some...
Correct.
...of him, you know? Mm-hmm.
What do we think about this theory?
That would be crazy. That would be so crazy.
I don't hate it.
No, but I think it's... I have to see the way she goes about it, though, like, how he put his soul in the ring.
Well, and also...
You know?
Okay, I forget, like, the exact context, but he has, like, a family, like, dagger, sword, whatever.
Oh, yeah. And, the Sword of Arishia.
Yeah, and there was an emerald missing for it for, like, months, and that was the emerald in the ring.
Ring.
So it's also, like, where was the foresight? Like, yeah, like, is there more to this? Like, why mm-hmm. that? You know, like... Just convenience? Was this a plan prior? Like, what's the deal here? does it tie into that theory that you just said? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe because, you know, Zayden was obviously, like, planning ahead.
Correct.
He was trying to train Bodhi to take over. Mm-hmm. You know, he was trying to, like, he told Violet, like, he thinks he, like, knows the threshold of, like, what he can go up to, like, how many days or whatever, correct. Not channeling. Like, so obviously, mm-hmm. like, it's, like, thought out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to figure out the science behind
it. I think the ring is significant in some form. Is it just sentimental emotion, like, significance? Maybe. Or is it, like,
bigger plotline,
soul?
If that's the case.
Important. I'm not sure which one. I think it's important in some fashion, significant.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, yeah. Is there anything else you want to say about this theory? Because I want to go into another theory.
Well, so, ring theory, I think, good. So, I want to close up on the who's Venom theory.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think it has to be Garrick or Bodhi, because when obviously Zayden calls him his brother, whatever, fine, that would imply that it's a male. I don't know if men are all considered, like, brothers in arms. I'm not sure, you know, who knows. But I will also say, he said, like, he saw me struggling, like, how could he do this? And so it's like, it's someone who knows that Zayden's Venom, which narrows it down quite a bit. Well,
people are also saying it might be Brennan.
Well, so I was gonna say, so it has to be. If we talk about everyone that knows that Zayden's Venom, it's Violet, Rhi, Jacinia, Sawyer, Riddick, and Brennan, mm-hmm. and Mira. So if it really genuinely is, like, brother meaning male, that slash that half of them,
mm-hmm.
I think the top three contenders, yeah, would be Garrick, Bodhi, and Brennan.
I don't know, but the way that she worded it, like, I just don't see it being a woman.
Agreed, and I also don't see it being Brennan for that reason.
Mm.
I don't think I think Zayden meant brother and, like, in his own form.
Yeah,
I think
that not, was, like, brother in Venom.
Correct, and I would see that more as Garrick or mm-hmm. Bodhi. It's hard, though, because they referred to Jack as his brother several times. So, I don't know. But I really do think, I get a strong inclination it's Bodhi or Garrick. Maybe on my end, I'm going to go more Team Bodhi just because of Arisha's now hers.
That makes sense.
I think Zayden, if it wasn't Bodhi, would have been like, you need to stay and run this.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know, because, like, you know, he... Oh, hello? Because he says that, you know, Garrick was, like, his brother growing up.
So
he didn't say that. He's like, oh, like, he was my Dane. But, like...
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so, like, I don't know. Like, I think Zayden has called Garrick his brother before.
Mm-hmm.
Where I don't think he's done that with Bodhi. So I don't know. But I can definitely see, like, your point.
But I also... I
wouldn't be mad with either.
Well, so same. I was about to say that. Like, I actually kind of like... I see all your points as well. I kind of like that we're, like, one of each.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see who wins.
Yeah,
right. Okay, so that's the end of that theory. I just wanted to mention, like, the little who it could be thing. But now, mm-hmm. whatever your next theory is.
Okay, so Violet's dad.
Mmm. What's up with that?
Who the hell is this guy? Okay, so, I didn't even notice this. My coworker did. Shout out Abby. She was like, did you notice that he has two different names? And I was like, what?
What?
He has two different last names. In the book, like, you know how there's, like, the little excerpts before the chapter? So, what did we find out his name was?
Is it Ace? Am I wrong?
What?
Asher?
Asher.
Okay. I think I was thinking Ace because I'm Asher. Watching Gilmore Girls and he's calling her Ace.
Ace, yeah. His name is Asher. So, in some of the excerpts, it says Asher Soaringale, but then in some of them it says Asher, like, Baxton or something. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna fact check Abby. Abby, I'm gonna fact check you, but that is very interesting.
So, what the fuck, you know?
Hmm.
And why are the kids Soaringale?
And also, really...
Why do they have their mother's last name?
Also, very strange to me, in general, like... I mean, we kind of just breezed over the fact that her parents, like, fucking... not sold her to Dune, but, like, put her up to Dune as, like, the...
Yeah, but does she have family from there?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I think it's, like, a little weird they did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get, like, they were trying to heal her and whatever, but I think we kind of just glossed over that fact of, like, that's... her parents must be a little bit weird to do that anyways. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So, yeah. Don't love that. So what do you think is up with this guy?
I don't know. Who is he? Why, like, her family situation is so bizarre to me, and, like, I feel like that is, like, the biggest thing that I cannot wait to see unravel.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because that's, like, the biggest mystery. Because, like, that really stumps me. The whole, like, Zayden, like, now he's Venom, oh, who's his brother? Like, okay, like, we've narrowed it down. We could probably, you know.
Take a little guess.
Yeah. Like, where this, I have, like, no. I have no idea at all.
I agree. Do we think her dad's still alive? I don't think so. I don't know.
Is her dad a Venom? You know, is that what stopped his research? Was he so upset over Brennan that, like, he left on an escapade or whatever trying to be his scribe self and then ended up turning Venom? Like,
I don't know. I don't know if I think... I don't know.
Why does he have two names?
No, I agree with that.
Why do the kids have Sorengale as their last name? Their mom's last name.
That's very interesting to me. I'm trying to find, like, and see if I can find one. Yeah, interesting. I think we'll have more about the dad. So now that this is a theory, I guess it could be a theory, unsure, but as far as Violet's dream signet, people are saying this makes sense why it was revealed in this book, because they're speculating that this will be the main interaction between Violet and Zayden in the next book. They're clearly going to be separated, and so that is going to be important as far as, like, their bond is still connected in the unconscious.
That makes sense.
Even if he's, like, blocking her out.
Yeah, but also, the bond is broken between,
Zayden and Sagal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But maybe because he broke it, like, he wouldn't die, or he has no soul. I don't really know. I don't know. That's what interesting to play out as well.
Yeah, I forgot about that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because Scale, whatever, she's like, you know.
By Second Lieutenant Asher Daxton.
Daxton, there you go, yeah.
But is that the same person? I don't know, no, I have no idea.
Why would there be two...
Ashers?
Yeah.
That's a little obnoxious, I agree.
Lieutenant?
Mm.
So that means he was a writer. Does that not? Scribes aren't lieutenants.
I don't know. I'm annoyed by this.
why are you annoyed?
I'm more just, like, angry. Because I don't really, like, not that I don't read the little top things, I read them, but I feel like I definitely don't put, like, as much...
As, like, an emphasis on them, right? I didn't know this either. I mean, I didn't either. And then my coworker told me this, and I was like, you're lying. And she was like, yep. And I was like, fuck.
Wow. Wow, 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 Abby. Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, that's
crazy. And then people are also talking about Imogen... And, like, why she colors her hair pink. Like, apparently there's, like, some, like, theory. Yeah.
What would that theory be?
I don't know. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't dive into those?
No, I didn't.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. So I do think next book, since we kind of, I mentioned briefly, like, not, again, like, a theory, but kind of a speculation for dreams will be a big part of the next book.
That makes sense. I didn't think of that.
Do we have any... idea of where we're going with the next book? Do we have any thoughts, any opinions?
So, like, where are they going? The Barons, I guess?
Well, I don't know if they're going. They're not going anywhere. Like,
they're just... But he's gone. He says, don't look for me.
Oh, you mean, where's he going?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously with somebody.
Yeah. So, he's a lieutenant colonel.
And where's Jack? Do you think Jack is still in Nevers?
Do you think Jack matters anymore? You know, I get the vibe that Jack is kind of just like whatever.
Jack has used up all his usefulness.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So there's two books left.
Yeah.
So where do we think we're going? I think we're gonna have for sure. Because again, I don't think. Oh no, it can't be Brennan the Venom because he's talking to Violet.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to like my brain unfog for a momentary. Okay. Momentarily, whatever. Anyways, I think we're gonna find out more about Brennan and
Naolin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. I think
Naolin is a Venom.
Yeah, I think Tarn will open up more about. I think Violet's gonna push Tarn a lot more because it's only him now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Andarna will be a part of the fourth book. I think she'll come back in the fifth. Same. I have like a feeling.
Agreed.
And she'll like save the day, you know?
Yes, agreed. I don't know what I think the fourth book's gonna revolve around. Because like, we knew this book would revolve around like the cure and finding Andarna's kind because mm-hmm. it kind of related to the cure. And it was different than we expected, but kind of like still on par with what we were expecting. Like the topics were the same, just how she did it was like different than we expected.
Do you think it's gonna be like an Aracia?
This book, I don't know. So she has mentioned one of the people that we love will not make it past
book four. Oh yeah, because we were talking about like who would we want to die.
Yeah, we were saying probably Rhea Riddick.
Yeah,
assuming. But to me, that also means like there has to be a battle of some kind. Like,
oh yeah, well I think the Venden are still gonna be around, obviously.
But now there's Ward, so like
I high key would love if like Theophany grabbed Violet.
I don't know what I have. That'd actually be crazy. No ideas what I think is gonna happen in book four and five. I think eventually like Xehanort will be cured. You know what I'm saying? Like I think that's like.
Yeah.
I feel pretty strongly about
that. Because you don't think either of them die, right?
I don't think so, but, like, I would also, as fucked up as this sounds, I'd be, like, okay with it. Just because I'd be like, wow, like, you really got me.
Yeah.
But
I kind of want them to take, like, their last dying breaths together.
But I will say, what I don't want to happen is, like, a divergent situation. That was horrible.
What do you mean? Oh, like, when they leave and there's, like, a whole nother society?
Well, no, I meant, like, how the last book she killed Triss.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I just felt like that was almost like she did it for the shock factor, but then, like, fucking four gets with Christina.
Well,
like,
yeah, because it was mad random at that point.
I was like, no, actually, I don't want that. So I don't want it to be like that. You know what I'm saying? If you kill them both, like, need it to be like... So, another theory. I didn't even want to bring it up, but I'm going to.
What?
I've seen many of these theories. I'm not going to ask you how you feel about it, because I know how you feel about it. I'm going to ask if you think that it's true.
Okay. Wait, didn't you already ask me this theory?
I don't know.
I think you did.
But people think Violet's pregnant.
Yeah, you told me this. I don't think it's true.
I don't know. I'm not sure. There was, like, quotes that, like, were like, huh, interesting.
I don't know.
I
would literally hate that. I would hate that with all my heart.
So I didn't ask you how you felt about it. I asked if you thought it was true.
Don't do it, Rebecca. Don't do it. Don't be like all these other bitches, okay? They're all getting their fairies pregnant and, you know, making fucking vampire werewolf babies. Enough of this.
Who's doing that?
Then there are all these fucking fantasy books, man. Like, it's everyone always ends up getting pregnant. Like, look at ACOTAR. What's the other thing? The other one.
Twilight.
Yeah. Like, let's just maybe not do this.
So, it's part of the theory...
Mythical creatures should not have children.
Hallie would argue that for humans as well. But I also saw, like, people, not just, like, the certain quotes in the book that were speculation, but also, like, Rebecca's mentioned that she's made Xehanort strongly after her husband, which...
Wait.
Did you? I don't know, Rebecca, but
wait,
fine.
What? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, and, like, the age that Violet is in the next book would be when Rebecca had her first child. So, like, they're like, is this, like, a situation?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No.
Ugh. Okay. How old is she in the second book?
I don't fucking know. I can Google it if you want
Wait,
to.
and she based Xehanort off of her husband?
I mean, I think that's a gross exaggeration.
No way.
Well, swear to God. When she That's had crazy. Her first child. We have six children.
Holy! So, well, he's also, I think, in the military.
Well, if Zayden's based after him, I too would have six children with this man. I mean, these two must be fucking every day. At this point. What?
Wait, are you saying sexually she based Xehanort off of her husband, or, like...
I don't know. I mean... I mean, if that... I mean,
God damn! God damn!
I'm
holy shit. Wait, also, I don't know if anyone else knows this, because I didn't know this, but, like, Rebecca Yarros, like, writes a lot of, like, military romance books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of my other coworkers, shout out to Paige... She's like, oh yeah, I read this book by Rebecca Yarros. And I was like, oh my god, Fourth Wing? And she was like, no. She
right.
said, like, whatever the name was. And I'm like, we're definitely not talking about the same person. And she was like, no, we definitely are.
Yeah, you know, I thought I didn't realize that until after Fourth Wing either.
Isn't that crazy?
All right, I mean, so do we have any closing thoughts or things to expect going forward? I mean, we don't have a release date, we don't have anything.
I
so
just
we're
don't
just...
want her to be a sellout. I think it's going to be a year, probably.
I wouldn't mind her taking a little bit of time. I think this book was fun. I think it...
No, she said it's over. The story... She's written all the books. They're all written.
Well, I'm just saying, like, she said that publishing this book was very stressful for her, like, in, like, the quick time crunch.
Oh.
So, again, I don't think, like, this book
I don't get the vibe. I didn't get the vibe it was written quickly. Like, I thought it was a fine book. I think I gave it, like, 4 stars or, you know, I think I gave it 4. I really enjoyed this book. I just think I wouldn't mind if she took, like, a year or so to write it just because, like, I don't need you to give me a book every 6 months. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
She's the queen of ending on plot twists, which I'm into, or cliffhangers, rather.
Yeah, which only makes me wonder how the fuck the next ones will go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really don't have any ideas for the next book. I mean, you don't know either.
No, I don't. Well, because I also didn't really, like, the whole, like, Indarna thing, right over my head, like, for this book.
We knew that she was going to be, like, trying to, like, find out more about them, but yeah, I didn't see it in the way that it did.
Yeah, like, I didn't know it was going to be such an integral part of the story.
Yeah, I have no,
Like, I would say, like, that is probably even bigger than, you know, the whole Venon and...
Yeah.
You know, Nevaeh as, like, or Basketh as, like, a school. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think the Irids is, like, actually, like, the main plot.
Yeah. They hold all the answers. I think more Venon next book.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I hope people just start dropping left and right, like, to be Venon.
Yeah. That's really all I can predict is more Venon. Like, I'm at a loss. So, we don't know when the book's coming out. I'm excited. I'll definitely read the books again before the next one, just because...
Damn. And then are you going to read them again before the 5th one?
Probably. Just because, like, you know, you kind of need to.
It's crazy.
Why not, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe, or, like, the one right before it. You know, like, maybe I won't do the whole thing again, you know? But, yeah.
Well, because when the next ACOTAR comes out, are you going to reread those books again?
I don't know.
I would say no.
I mean, if she takes another fucking year, maybe, you know? Like... Who knows?
Who?
Right. What? Alright, so yeah, so sorry to leave you on, like, we have no ideas, but we really don't. So, we are going to next be taking on another series, which we're excited about.
I'm excited about this one.
We're reading Powerless by...
Lauren Roberts.
Thank you, perfect. Lauren Roberts. Her newest book is releasing, so we're reading this kind of as that's coming out.
April?
This is the last book in that series.
Or is it March?
I think it's March.
March.
So we'll have that episode.
Thank God. Yeah, completed series.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Like, so when this book comes out, it's not like, oh, like, this book is new and it ended, but what do we think's happening next? Like, no, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God. We'll give you guys a whole series, which we haven't done yet. Literally.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We have, like, ones on the list. Like, we'll eventually do, like, Twilight, Harry Potter, Throne of Glass.
Yeah.
But, like, we just haven't yet. But this is probably our first completed series.
Thank God.
Which is also popular. So, huzzah.
Huzzah!
Alright, so we'll see you guys next week for part one of Powerless. We're also going to do those in 2-part episodes for the big books of the series and a 1 episode for the novella. And that's it. So, we'll see you guys next week.
See you there, B-Square.
Bye.
Bye.